When I first heard of the West Bridgford Defence Association, I thought it must be something to do with the war. And it was the War Against Alcohol. It was formed in 1895 with the aim of fighting applications to sell alcohol, whether that be in public houses, off licences, or private clubs. It had a large membership, partly out of principle, but a large part of it was based on the view that allowing alcohol to be sold would result in a lowering of house prices. One argument used in fighting license applications was that everyone in West Bridford lived in nice houses, and so could drink there rather than in a pub. But by 1935, after 40 years of fighting, the brewers had learnt the hard way how to combat the arguments used against them. In the case of the World's Hotel, the site wasn't covered by the muster's ban on alcohol. It wasn't near a school or church, or even, as they said, opposite or near to houses of the better class. They also canvassed 800 houses nearby, gaining 530 signatures in support of the application. A poll had been done like this before, but it was undermined by signatures being forged. So this time, two retired policemen were recruited to get the signatures. It did the trick, and a license was granted. And on the back of the success, a license was also granted for another pub, initially called the Rushcliffe Hotel, but later renamed the Test Match Hotel. In the event, the Test Match was built first, so that the Wolds, when it opened in 1939, was West Bridgford's third public house, which marks the end of our walk.